This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته عيد مبارك كل عام وأنتم بخير الحمد لله All praise be unto Allah, nashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We testify that there is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send our loves and our greetings, salutations to beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his pious and his pure family, to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. Ameen. I hope you all had a wonderful, blessed Eid. You survived the food hangover this morning, rolled into the masjid. Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept our Ramadan, our act of ibadat. Really, this is the last and the most difficult part of Ramadan, is the day after Ramadan, the days after Ramadan. And we naturally see a dip in our ibadat. And this is normal. Even the Nabi never exerted himself in ibadah as he did in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It's a very well-known hadith that Aisha mentions. The Nabi never stayed up the whole night. He always slept at night, except the last 10 nights. That's when he himself pushed himself, went beyond his normal capacity. So there is going to be a dip after Ramadan. But we hope that the dip does not mean we go all the way back to where we were before Ramadan, or even worse than that. And that is the challenge. How much of Ramadan can we maintain, can we keep? How much of Ramadan will stay with us? For most of us, and I speak to myself first and foremost, we perhaps prioritize salah to the point where we were in the masjid or we had our wudu before the adhan went. Are we going back to making salah right at the last minute just before the next waqt comes in, or even worse, missing salawat? And if we look at how we spent yesterday, some of us, mashallah, we dressed appropriately, maybe for the sisters during the month of Ramadan. I know I need to wear the dukki, but now that we are in Eid or after Ramadan, that which was, you know, sinful comes back. And so this next week or two, inshallah, I want to prepare. There's a list, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you must have covered this if you recited the Quran, went through it. Allah gives a list of who is a good person. What are the qualities of a good person? What are the things I need to, like a checklist of what makes you a good person? There's a few ayat throughout the Quran that gives you a breakdown. And it's for each and every one of us to keep this list in mind. How much of that should I prioritize? Where should I focus on? What of Ramadan can I maintain? Because I can't maintain all of it. What of it are the important things? So we will have this question, am I a good person? And inshallah, this is for all of us to introspect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, لَيْسَ الْبِرِّ Piety, righteousness. لَيْسَ is not أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ كِبْلَ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ Being pious, being righteous, being a good person is not only about turning your face from the east to the west. Meaning the ritualistic worship is not itself piety in itself. وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرِّ But piety entails من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين that they have sincerity in their ibad, in their iman, that they have iman in Allah and in the day of Qiyamah and in the angels and in the books that were revealed and in the anbiya. Meaning, firstly, a true believer, his belief system, a good Muslim, a good person, his belief system is in order. And the only way you is, and this list is in terms of priority. Allah, when He gives a list, He gives it in terms of priority. So the first thing that you need to have in order is what we call your aqidah, your theology. And therefore, the only way you get that is through learning. If you were going to focus on something post-Ramadan, where do I pick up? Where do I embark? You need to get into a class. You need to participate, make part of your life, learning so that my theology is in order. Part of our series that we discuss, our iman is constantly being bombarded and attacked with different ideologies, different philosophies. One of the most important, one of the major philosophies today, liberalism, is there is no such thing as a higher power. You live how you want to live. You decide. You are your own ilah. Allah says the believer, the first thing that he looks to is getting his heart in order. His belief is in order. Then, The second quality of a person of righteousness, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ خُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَ وَالْمَسَّاكِينَ وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَالسَّائِلِينَ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. And the second, then from an action perspective, it is a person who is charitable. In his wealth, he shares his wealth. Now many of us, mashallah, we did so much of charity during the month of Ramadan. Perhaps if we look at all the charity we give as a community during Ramadan, you look at relief organizations, they collect like 90% of the year's revenue in Ramadan. But in the rest of the year, we kind of fall off the wagon. And so, Allah says a believer, a true birr, piety, is the person who gives out of wealth which they love. Allah mentions it here, ala hubbihi, we love our money very much. Allah says, even though you love it, even though we really, really want to have that extra holiday, that new vehicle, they give of their wealth to their relatives, family members who are in need, to the orphans that are in need, the poor, the person who finds himself as the traveler in the past where he got stuck, the beggar, or to help free people who are in slavery. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ, that they establish their salah and they make sure that their salah and their zakah is in order. وَالْمُوفُونَ بِأَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا آهَدُوا, and they are honest. They keep their word. They are, when they talk, they speak the truth. When they do business honestly. When they are employed or the employees of a company, they are honest in their dealings. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ, and they are patient through the difficult times. That when things are tough, they are patient. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا, Allah says this, if you have these qualities, your iman is in order, your salah is in order, you are charitable in those who are in need, you are honest in your business dealings, Allah says, then you are a person who I testify is sadaqu, your iman is sincere. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ, and then you'll have this quality of taqwa. Remember Ramadan, we all know the ayah, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تتكون, so that at the end you will have taqwa. Now how do I know if I have taqwa? Allah says these are the qualities of the people of taqwa. If you have these qualities, walhamdulillah, you have taqwa. And if you are missing in any of them, then your taqwa needs to be worked on. In another list of ayat, in Surah Al-Ma'arij, in the 29th juz, Allah says, innal insana khuliqa halu'a. Allah says, indeed I created man very impatient with Allah. We have no patience with Allah. إِذَا مَسَّهُ شَرُّ جَزُوعًا, when evil touches him, he becomes distressed, he becomes despondent, he becomes angry. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا, but when good comes to him, then he becomes very stingy. When we go through a bad time, we complain and we argue and we are difficult, we're very sad. But when Allah gives us good, then we're very stingy and we're very arrogant. Except, Allah says, except a special group of people. Who are these people? Number one, al-musallin. Those are the ones who make their salah. Alladhina hum ala salatihim da'imun. That they are consistent on their salah. We have this conversation where people ask, am I a good person, good, bad person? You'll find they'll say, you know what, I don't make salah and I don't dress appropriately, I don't eat halal, but I'm a good person. You know, I love the environment and I don't swear at people. I'm a nice person to humanity. That's good, part of being a Muslim. Another person will say, I'm a good person. Yeah, maybe I'm not the nicest, friendly person. I'm rude, I swear, but I'm in the masjid. Now, Islam doesn't want this either or. You must do the rituals and you must be a good, nice human being. And this goes down to what, when the Prophet speaks about Islam, he says a Muslim is a person who worships Allah and cares for the creation. He worships the creator and he's good to the creation. You can't have the one with the other. So, but when you look at when Allah lists them, he begins with salah. This is the priority. He is المصلين الذين هم على صلاتهم دائمون. So if we are post Ramadan, we're not going to make Taraweeh. If we are lucky, fortunate, you're still making a bit of tahajjud, ya Allah, grant us that. Grant us to maintain that. But if we're not even on that level, do not lose the witr. But even if we lose the witr, do not lose the fard. Do not lose the fard. Don't let the fard be something which we make a, you know, 4 or 5 waqts after Isha. But work is going to come. But we showed in Ramadan that when, even though we had the same amount of meetings in Ramadan like we have now, we have the same obligations, we will not allow anything to derail us from our salah. At least in the waqt it must be made. And of course, if you can make it within the earliest part, the better. So Allah begins, a good person, he is consistent in his salah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ مَعْلُومٌ لِسَائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. The second quality, a good person is a person who gives of his money to the beggar and the poor. Charity is part of his makeup, part of her makeup. They are charitable. وَالَّذِينَ يُصَدِّقُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And number three, they have a firm belief, a firm commitment in Qiyamah. Belief in Qiyamah. Now, everyone will say, I believe in Qiyamah. But when you speak, when you look in the Quran, when Allah refers to people who don't believe in Qiyamah, it is the quality, it's not that they don't believe in the day of resurrection. Most people believe in a life after death. But the attribute of a person who is conscious about Qiyamah, he is conscious about consequences, about he lives her way, he lives his life. A person who lives their life completely as they wish to desire, as they desire. They don't mind cheating people, they don't mind hurting people, they don't mind doing all kinds of sin. If you ask him, do you believe in Qiyamah? He'll say yes. But Allah, when Allah speaks about a person in the Quran who doesn't believe in Qiyamah, he has no regard for consequences of his deeds. He doesn't think that there's going to be. His actions demonstrate he doesn't believe in Qiyamah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِ مُشْفِقُونَ إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّهِ غَيْرُ مَأْمُونَ. A person, a believer, Allah says, a good person, he is constantly fearful, worried. It occupies his mind about my position with Allah on the day of Qiyamah. That there is a place like Jahannam. It's very unpopular to talk about punishment, adab nowadays, but a believer keeps this in mind. And Allah says, verily, inna adab rabbim ghayru ma'moon. Nobody should feel secure when it comes to the punishment of Allah. Nobody should feel I'm safe. Everybody must have a good amount of concern about the consequences of their deeds. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِذُونَ. And the believers, may Allah protect, they are the ones who are chaste, they protect their private parts. They do not commit zina. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. The only time they engage in sexual conduct is with their wives. فَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. But whoever wants more than that, whoever goes beyond what is halal, then you have transgressed against Allah. So Allah gives his salah, charity, being conscious about the limits of Allah. Specifically, avoiding zina. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاؤُونَ. And they are faithful when they do their covenants, their trust, they are honest again. A person, you cannot be a good person if people say, that guy, he's a bit dodgy, he's a scallop. That is not part of what being a... There is something seriously deficient in your Islam. Nobody should be able to legitimately point the finger and say, that guy, you know, you can't trust him. Don't leave money with him. Don't do business with him or her. You can't trust him. A believer is always honest. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِشَهَادَتِهِمْ قَائِمُونَ. And that they are honest in their testimony again. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِذُونَ. And Allah ends the list. And they are the ones who are properly observant of their salah. He began the list with salah. And he ended the list with salah. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ مُكْرَمُونَ. These are the people Allah says, I promise them, they will enter Jannah. So, I know when we end Ramadan, we see, how many khatams must I do to be a good person? Mm-hmm. How much extra siyam must I do? Must I fast Monday, Thursdays, the middle? All those are good. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't put that on the list. Those are extras, those are good. Allah says, this list I'm giving you is a very simple list. Believe in me properly. Make salah on time. Be charitable within your limits. Part of your monthly spend must be on the orphan, must be on the poor, whether it's 1 rand, 10 rand, 1 million rand, whatever you can afford. Number four, you must be honest in your way you deal with people, the way you speak, the way you do your transactions. You cannot be a liar or a cheating people. Number five, you must protect your modesty, your chastity, the way you dress as a Muslim, what you look at, what you scroll at night. May Allah protect us, who we speak to. So we need to, a part of a believer is we have that in order. And we are constantly, we safeguard the limits of Allah. These things, Allah says, is a good person. This will get you into Jannah. He doesn't put in the Quran, Allah doesn't say you need to make a khatam every month, or make tahajjud every night, or fast extra every Mondays and Thursdays. Those are nice to haves. But these things, Allah says, are non-negotiable. So inshallah, as we try to rebuild, build our life post-Ramadan, we ask Allah to grant us tawfiq in that which is most important, and ask Allah to make us people that are good. Ameen. We'll continue next week, bi-idhnillah. Just one announcement, and that is to say Jazakallah khair again to everybody who supported all our programs during the month of Ramadan, and who supported all our efforts, and those who came to the masjid in particular. We really appreciate that you shared your act of worship and ibadah with us. Once again, we wish you all the best in the time after Ramadan. Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.